Good fach, everybody. We're holding here in middle of Bahar. We did last week, we did the first two pieces, Ramban and the Rambam here. And now we're holding by the Taimim and of Shemitah and Yovel. So the first piece is a Chinuch. Mishrosha mitzal tzad apshat. Shirotza Hashem leidil la'amik ha'kol shaloi. Or b'seif yoshev kol dovel ha'shachofit ulitam betchilo kiloi ha'aretz. Mesh kosef kili kol ha'aretz. So now there's a knetcha. First of all, it's that the Ribbono Shalom is the bialim of everything. It's sort of you relinquish your sense of bialus to show that it's Ribbono Shalom's. That is one nekuda. There's another nekuda the chinuch puts in over here, and that is that everything will come back. To where it to what we HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give it chatchila. It's something that's very much at the heart of the Kabbalah Nyanim, I would say, in this mitzvah. It's something that everything goes back in Yovel to its original Bailim. It sort of is a reflection of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world in Machshava Techila, a certain rotzen, and the seif meisa, it goes back to where it starts in the beginning. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechalik nachlan a certain way to this person, and in the end of it, it comes back again to everyone, and that's going to reflect in yovel. This also is a sort of a reinforcement against Gzela, if people recognize that you can only steal for a certain amount of time. But at the end of it all, it comes back to its rightful Bailim, and therefore, what's the point of Gzela? Sometimes he says you have this type of anhaga in a kingdom where the king takes back, they used to say, I don't know if it's true or not, when I was growing up, they said that Rockefeller Center still belonged to Rockefeller, and once a year, there's no traffic, he sort of takes back. I have no idea if it's famous or not, but whatever it is, the same idea. V'chein adov hazeh shirotz Hashem sheyosher kol karka l'asher lo yachuz asa arz menu yisparuchu v'im kein kol eved ish yoytzim tachzodeh v'yevashos bayroi. Since everybody in Klal Yisrael is be'etzim eved Hashem, so even though we can prolong it and he could take a circuitous route, but at the end of the day, it all comes back. Ulam Malchi Eretz Yasekein Li Yerosam Pen Yimidu Asarim Bahem.
So he says this type of policy, when it's implemented by kings, the usual matara is to make sure nobody gets too comfortable. So it's a political move, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it to be maimed a certain emes in the world that it's all Ribbono Shalom's. V'oid shemati pichachamim sheshbiya yevil soid nifla. So the Baal Kabbalah say that there's a big soid in the sevens over here and in the circular nature of things coming back to where it was. Since you can't help but notice that the number seven appears in a lot of mitzvahs. So 6 days and one day, obviously. And that's the evil. Chaga Pesach is Shiva Yomim. Chaga Suv is also 7 days. Vacha Shiva Nogatzeres. And so on.
ולשון שבוע שמתורגם קיום, אומרים חכמים שנגזר מלשון שיבה, וכן רבים לא יסעת לפי אתי. So he just sort of alludes to the fact that the number seven comes up a lot. Doesn't say why, what, when. Vata ben Yakir tiske v'tachkor v'tar badas v'tovim b'dvarim v'anoichik v'ashlamtim lachtezeis lehoi rucha b'shayla. So Sefer Chinuch was written for a son of his, teenage son, who was going around Shabbos Efnu without much to do. He wrote him the Sefer Shabbat to learn. And he basically said, I'm throwing you a hint, think about it yourself and so on. So the musig of the Shiva and so on is very, very similar to the first point he said, which is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the world in any number of days, quote unquote. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose seven. So what the seven means is, seven is a complete cycle, encompasses everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring out. So if we to ask ourselves, from the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, started to bring out that which he wished to bring out, till when the person finished bringing it out, is 7 days. So that means that seven is a total hekif. It's something which completely brings around. It encompasses everything from beginning till end in a circular fashion, in meaning that the end point comes back to where the beginning was. So anything which is, any framework that is describing an entirety of a metzius is going to be seven, like Sfiras HaOmer and so on. Now, the eighth means always something beyond that. It is no longer of the first round. It's something new. So so whenever they use seven and eight, seven is what the totality of what is. Eight is moving on, and that's why Tisperu Chamishim Yoim. So the Tisperu is, we count 49 days. That completes a mahalach of, you want to say, Achanat Matera, whatever you want. And then the next day, 50, belongs to already the next set, and it's already a new Nekuda. It's not so much describing, people look at it as the eighth. The eighth doesn't exist. There are no 8 days in a week. The eighth day is a new week. So every Mahalach in the Bria is a complete Mahalach. And let's explain this also. It's not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not just dump time on the Bria. We don't look at it, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided it'll be 1,000 years, 5,000 years, 10,000 years, whatever it is, and that's that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu broke up the things that he wants to be Megala into seven parts. And that's the way in which he conveys it to the world. And therefore, every time there is a Dabar Sholem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to convey to the world, it is going to be in seven units. And in the converse, whenever you have seven units, it obviously is a total gilui at a certain level. So 6 days and a seventh, 7 days in a week is one darga of a total gilui. 7 weeks, and then after the 7 weeks is a total 7 weeks. It's a total gilui, a total hekiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Haggis and Midas and so on. At every stage of it, that's what it's going to represent, and therefore we can always draw parallels. And the idea will be that when you finish the sevens, you have a dover sholem. That's the reason why his meram is over here, that a shavua is miloshen shiva, that anything which is increases bris shudova nasa lekim inyan al cheshben shiva shkemesh kosov ke sheva kvosis tigach miyodi chen bilom dit shivan zvachis and so on. So let's understand why that is. Let's give a mashal. Anytime you have something like a beged that's not finished yet, so it will always unravel at the point that it's not finished yet. take a beged, and wherever this, if you haven't finished the seam, that's the perfect place to unravel it. In Eretz Yisrael, when they build arches, so if you ever see them build an arch, you have a scaffolding, because while you're building the arch, it's very weak, and any piece can just falls away. When you finish the arch completely, it's extremely strong, because every piece holds every piece. So whenever you have a dover that's not shalem, it's not, it falls apart. So the marshal, if let's say my interests and your interests overlap in a certain points, so we can work together for some tkufa, but that will last only as long as we haven't hit one of the other areas. As soon as we hit an area that our interests differ, we're going to have a fallout. We're going to split apart. So when you have the interests that match up totally, that's when you have a dover kayim. So a bris has shiva kvasis. In other words, the totality of my commitment to the totality of your commitment, and so on. Okay, v'im tishal. Why is it that this the sphere of these days were are bepeh, and the sphere of the other days of sphere of other days are not bepeh? It's in about a note, and Taisus talks about it, and so on. The tshuvas dava zemashik damcha berei sifri ki chol inyan atayra tola bepirish hamekubel v'kamak suv nirim behefich zemizeh v'kamak kushes gam sirus ischachak kol mishle yedoy v'ashidan al burav yirik kichol derecha dachanem chuzo se emes. So it's very interesting. He says, because we learn it from a pasuk, it's the Shabbal Peh. So that here, okay, first of all, strange. I mean, he could have asked many questions in many places regarding, you know, why you have a certain amount, why you say this here, this, that. It's not the only halacha that's learned from Torah Shabbal Peh. I mean, most mitzvahs are, you know, Ach B'Yomishin Tashpisu Sir means not the first day, but means Erev. That's also a Gemara. So what's bothered him here more than anyplace else? So he says, and then he says, Min Hog Nesheso B'chol Mokim Kachu, what does he mean with that? I mean, it's a halacha, it's a gemara. Why does he need that? I think what he means to say is that people could have, okay, we can't not count sphira v'peh. That's the halacha. But we could have counted ziva and zava, zavos and ziva, v'peh. There's no issa to count it v'peh. So why is it that Klal Yisrael doesn't do that bepeh also? You know, maybe the Torah wasn't mechayev, but it seems as if it's better or whatever. So that he says, so I think he's using this not to explain why over there you count bepeh, but why we don't count bepeh all over. I think that's what he means. Okay, So basically, he's showing also where the same lashon is used in two different places. It is Torah Shabbal Peh that's machria, which is which, and that's what he says over here. Okay. Let's take a look at the next piece. Is bigger Barbanel on this Inyan. On the Inyan of Shemitah, and yes.
Just on the previous thing, it's a little bit agav, so, but would Rashi be able to explain why it if there's a reason behind 7 by 7 as opposed to 7 by 10, meaning the number 49 versus 70, meaning it's a custom. So I'm asking time of the crow, obviously, but.
So, I mean, if we take it, so let's take it based on the spheres. Let's go one step further. In Brias HaOlam, we have 7 days and Asara Ma'amaris. So we have a mucker in the same minyan where one aspect of it is 10 and one aspect is 7. The way the Balei Chachmas Apnim understand it is as follows. 7 spheres that they talk about are the 7 Hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his interactions. They describe interactions. There are 3 spheres above that which describe a planning stage from the very shoresh of wanting to do something to having a very clearly formulated plan. So it fits very well. 7 days are 7 units of Asiya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did 7 things. There are 3 primary stages of kilo planning. So Ma'amaris are a sort of planning type of thing. They reflect thought and planning, whereas 7 reflects Asiya. So that's the parallel between the two. That's the way he sees it. I want to add one more very interesting thing. It's not in the Shorim here, but Rav Hirsch has a beautiful piece here. Rav Hirsch writes, you know, he Rav Hirsch explains Torah in a, what's the right word for it, in a very practical, social way. And he says, societies suffer from the following problem. As people become poor and they sell off land, you create a landless society, which becomes an extremely disruptive element. The more and more people lose their land, they become poor, they become bitter, they become revolutionary, and you end up with a lot of foment, and so on. On the other hand, if you were to forbid people to sell land, then you would end up in a society that is, you can't ever capitalize. A person has this huge farm. He doesn't have enough money to get machinery and to work it and seeds, so it stays empty. So both extremes create a very, very unhealthy situation. But if you can lease out the land, so this person is able to capitalize on some of his land and then use the rest to buy machinery and so on and get stuff going, and then get back the land at some point, you have the best of all worlds. So it's an extraordinary mechanism for leaving healthy societies. Societies where land ownership is generally, where people are generally landowners, is a healthy society. People feel they have a place. People feel they have their dalamas. People feel they belong, all of that. Okay, next piece. Vehine, harava moire kosav, shoyatam b'shmit lishbe sa'aretz, deshatoysif koyach lezorea. The Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim that the time for Shemit is to revitalize, rejuvenate the land. The Pasuk says that if you keep Shemitah, the land will make 3 times as much crops. If this is a natural cycle to keep everything, because the land gets spent, it obviously is going to wind down those 3 years. It's not going to become better. If the reason is to help productivity of crop, that's why we would lose it. We go to Golos. Makes no sense. His punishment should be in the karka itself. If you overuse the land starts producing. Why do you need to send him out to Golos?
The
So he's going to explain it on three different levels. The first toiv that Hashem Baruch Hu made in the Bria is creation and giving everything its existence. And he gave us Torah to be mashma ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to give two things which will give us a chizuk in the emuna of Bria's Olam and Matan Torah. Ha'echad Shmita, Shetirmas Lebria Koilala, Shashesh Yomas Hashem as Hashem as Hashem as Hashem as Hashem as Hashem. It's another form of Shabbos. Nikas b'shem Shabbos Berach Haaretz. It's called Shabbos Haaretz. K'moyesha yema Shabbos Berach Yisrael Meir al Zavei HaShavua. V'chein ti ha-shmita Berach Haaretz o'edasa. V'zom ha-shabbos Shabbosan v'nikar gake Shabbos Haaretz v'fi sh'atayra b'shvizas ashan ha-shviz al-yema shviz sh'maisa b'reishis. Tachlis, shmita is another replay of Breishis k'fei it was. Avol. In Yovel doesn't say the word Shabbos, and if you think about it, it's actually a stira. The word Shmita and Shabbos means fallow. It means unproductive, static, etc. Yovel means to flow, actually. And Yovel is a year where things flow. The main emphasis is the flow back to the owner. Okay, that's one. So the first one is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a replay of the two cardinal events that make a Yidam Ayman, Bria's Olam and Matan Torah. HaDerech HaSheni Me'atzas HaChayim Ki Kemoy Kifi Ma Shebarati B'Seyre Emel HaKahanim B'Mashirim Eschag HaPesach Sfiras Olam Eschag HaShavuos Eschag HaSukkos V'Nyari Sh'Anoshim HaShleimim Roy She'Chusol Aved HaZmanam Yeisim Eskon Chosim Ve'Ne She'er Lahem. So people need to focus on the time that's running out. And being that a person has very little time to accomplish an awful lot, a person needs to be able to make good use of his time. In order that a person, so what a person needs to constantly be reminded on a practical level, not in the theology, but the practical level, is the clock is ticking, and you know it's soon going to be over. So the Torah keeps on reminding us of the clock. So the idea is that the world keeps ticking, six, and then seventh day is Olam HaNeshamas. Well, the Zecha said all the Shviyos are like that. So the person constantly lives with that sense of 70 years, and so on. And so on. There was a Yid in Meir Shorim, he's living in Meir Shorim, Chaim Brim. Chaim Brim was a very, very chassid Yid, Adam Gadol. He was a chassid, original chassid from home. he had learned by the Chazanish and the Mir. Yeah, like it's a very interesting combination of Litvish and Chassidish. He would say Chaburz Fingalite and so on. So he had a colorful way. He came upstairs to his house and wanted to tell his wife that somebody was Nifta. He said, yeah, he says, Schwartz has gone home for Shabbos already. That was the way they expressed it. So basically it's telling me that there's a time in a person's life to start getting himself ready to for a world to come. So the Torah means the Hefker in Shemitah, he says, gives me over the same idea that no matter how hard a person worked and no matter how much you put into it, there's a limited amount that a person can draw out of it, and the person is not going to get, you don't take anything with you after the seventh year. So even if you put a lot of work in the field and plant it and work hard on it, tachlis, it comes to its limit. But omnam, mitzvahs hayoivul hi, so Shemitah, he says, I understand the tachlis of Shemitah is that everything comes to an end. What about, and then person loses it all. So what's yevul? The omnam mitzvah yevul gam kei mizeh atam atzmei ki kimoi b'shnei hashmitas bo b'mispa shiva shanim keino yevul misheva shmitas v'hoya lirmo izu l'hoya she'en kol yimodam sh'esef shom avedes adem u'malachtoi kine b'mei yaldas a person can't work v'lei gam me'ashishas amei omol avedah amal arayv chamishim shana. So a person has about 50 years worth of working time in his life. So a person ought to, once his abilities to work and to produce physically are limited, person needs to start thinking about vita. So he says, meaning a day when he becomes, he divorces himself from all the affairs and so on. So the Abravanel spends the majority of his pshat saying that the constant reminder of time is something that's vital for a person to be Eved Hashem. Our biggest enemy, a person believes that there's a tachlis, there's olam haba, and there's chayin, and there's oynish, everything wonderful. But we don't feel any pressure to do something because there's time. If we're constantly aware, when there are different places like shopping centers, places like that, where they don't have clocks on the wall, because losing track of time is important. As long as a person keeps noting time and so on, he's under pressure to get moving. So he adds over here that there's an inyan that a person's later years, a person should say to himself, the years that I can work, so I have a chiyuv obligated to produce and to provide and so on. But when it starts, when there's diminishing returns mitzad that, person needs to start thinking about doing something for himself and ruchnius and to make that time kodesh. Okay, we'll hold it here.
What? Why are the mitzvahs like Shemitah and Yevel only knowing in Eretz Yisrael? If they have to do with, I mean, Chiddush Olam and like Shabbos is you know, all over.
So, I would say that since these are totally in other words, these are mitzvahs that are totally in a makom, and therefore you can only have it in Eretz Yisrael. Shabbos in Chutzlitz is totally Zman, so it's really mufka from any particular place. But since the Tzur de Mitzvah is given over there, and so it's not Shaykh, nothing that's Shaykh to the ground can, so even if the reason is something that sort of transcends it, it still can't happen in Chutzlitz. I assume that's the reason. Okay. Agud Vach.